Hi everyone. Thanks so much for tuning into X-Ray FM. My name is Katrina Nguyen, and today's segment is not only the second half of an hour-long special focusing on artificial intelligence, but also the final installment of X-Ray's mini summer series focusing on the work of the Australian organization Collective Shout. Collective Shout leads international grassroots campaigns against the objectification of women and sexualization of girls, especially in media, advertising, and popular culture, with many substantial wins across multiple sectors. The group's vision is to see a world where objectification of women and sexualization of girls is unthinkable. Today with me is Melinda Tankard-Reist, the co-founder and movement director of Collective Shout, an author, speaker, media commentator, and advocate for young people. She is best known for her work addressing sexualization, objectification, harms of pornography, sexual exploitation, trafficking, and violence against women. Melinda is author and editor of six books, including Getting Real, Challenging the Sexualization of Girls, and Big Porn Inc., Exposing the Harms of the Global Pornography Industry. She is an ambassador for World Vision Australia, Compassion Australia, Hagar NZ, and the RAISE Foundation. Melinda is also a senior lecturer in the Centre for Culture and Ethics, Notre Dame New University, Sydney. She is named in the Who's Who of Australian Women and the World Who's Who of Women. Thanks so much for joining me today, Melinda. Your biography was tripping me up a little bit. There's a lot of
No
really amazing stuff there.
worries. No, thanks for your interest in our work, Katrina. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. So, as with prior segments with some of your colleagues, I'm going to take the opportunity to first and foremost educate listeners on some of the basic terminology and core concepts that Collective Shout works with. The vision of Collective Shout states that it works to see a world where objectification of women and sexualization of girls is unthinkable. Can you help listeners get clear on what objectification and sexualization is, as well as how it differs from healthy sexuality?
Well, sexualization refers primarily to the way we allow children to be seen as just the sum of their sexual parts. We see it in advertising and marketing, in billboards, in children's clothing. So this is about prematurely sexualizing them, prematurely suggesting that children are sexually interesting and perhaps even sexually available. It goes hand in hand with adultification of children, treating them as mini adults. And of course, it is dangerous and unhealthy to normalize and promote sexual interest in children. Objectification we usually apply to the way that adult women are viewed and represented in mainstream popular culture, the way that women are just treated as valuable for their sexual appeal, their sexual attractiveness. Women learn early that they are only to be valued for being sexually available and sexually appealing. And this, of course, has a flow-on effect because a sexist culture grooms sexist boys, and boys are taught early to value women for their physical appearance and sexual attractiveness over any other quality or value in a woman. And so we've been documenting for 16 years the way that sexualization of girls in particular and objectification of women leads to and fuels attitudes that lead to real violence against real women and real girls. And this is contrary to healthy sexuality, healthy sexual development, the natural development of children. We used to have this view, this correct view about children being allowed to be children and developing at their own pace and not exposing them to content that would deform their healthy sexual development, but that really doesn't exist. There used to be this idea of sort of the nascent development and protecting that early childhood development, but that's been entirely eroded, including by pornography and broader pornified ideas in the culture.
Thank you. I think basic education on these topics can go a long way, not only to reduce violence and harm against, children and women, but honestly bring humanity one step closer to happier, healthier relationship and self-concept dynamics in general. So this segment is part of a larger hour focusing on artificial intelligence. And unfortunately, the members of Collective Shout have experienced the dark and harmful side of artificial intelligence. I'd like to give you the time to share in your own words what you have been seeing with artificial intelligence in regards to sexual exploitation and objectification, and your own personal experiences being attacked by those weaponizing AI.
Sure. Well, at Collective Shout, we first spoke out against nudifying and undressing apps way back in 2019 in regard to daddy deepfakes. Then we did in-depth research into nudifying and undressing apps and web-based programs. You can find that report on our website. It's called Turning Women into Porn. We analyzed 18 websites which allowed us to easily upload a photo and swap face or nudify it. You didn't always have to register to do that. And not only do these web-based programs and apps allow users to undress women, they allow them to create images of women in different roles, like teacher, schoolgirl, cheerleader, pregnant, clothing, like even hijabs or BDSM gear, positioning them in sexual ways. And creating pornographic scenarios, for example, women being treated with covered in nights and jobs, bangs, etc. So this is a new tool of abuse, a new tool of threat, a new tool of forcing women into degrading and humiliating positions, eroticizing domination and subordination. It's a new weapon of abuse against women and against girls. And we documented in our sexual harassment of teacher report, which is really more about sexual harassment in schools report, the rise of schoolboys using, easily downloading, accessing for as little as $2, nudifying and undressing tools, and using those tools against female teachers and female students. So this issue was already on our radar. We had already called for a global ban on nudifying and undressing apps. Then it happened to us. It happened to myself and two of my colleagues over Christmas. You might recall Grok, XAI's Grok, produced more than 3 million sexual images, including more than 23,000 images of children. And even though we were kind of recognized for our research and our expertise on AI tools being weaponized against women and being used as new forms of bullying and harassment, humiliation, being used as weapons of terror and digital weapons of abuse, until it happens to you. When it happens to you, it does give you a new understanding of that feeling of violation, that feeling of invasion of privacy, loss of control. So, within those 3 million sexual images produced over Christmas and the New Year period, we were included. We were in those images. So, two of my colleagues, Coralie and Caitlin, were morphed into violent pornographic videos and still images. Now, this was a result of a successful campaign we ran against games depicting, featuring sexual violence, sexual torture, incest, child abuse. Right? We went out on these games. We went out against Steam and itch.io platforms. We went out against the credit card companies and payment gateways for facilitating the transactions and profiting from games which normalize sexual violence and treat sexual violence as entertainment, right? That's how it all started. So then we were subjected to a global misogynist cyber terror campaign, which included morphing our images into nudifying pornographic depictions. So my two colleagues suffered the worst, and I cannot get those images out of my head. An image of myself doing a TV interview was morphed into three undressing images and lingerie and bikini shots. So they undressed the normal clothes that I was wearing and then put me into bikinis and then in other depictions in black lingerie. And when I first saw these images on X, it really hit me like a punch in the gut because I realized, I just had no control that some man or men had literally instructed Grok to do this to me without my consent, against my will. I felt exposed. I felt vulnerable and violated as a result. So our, global campaign against nudifying undressing apps and web programs became personal to us because of those tools being used against myself and my colleagues as part of a broader orchestrated campaign of cyber terror and cyber hate against myself and my team, punished for our success against the gamers, which incidentally, it's the 1 year anniversary of as we speak, when we launched the campaign a year ago when the abuse began.
Wow, I'm so sorry that you had to deal with that. And I'm kind of curious. So this was on X, Grok,
Yes.
Elon Musk's AI. So
Correct.
was there a response from X? Was there a response from Elon Musk? What happened after that?
Elon Musk didn't care. He made fun of it. He
Wow.
dressed himself. He used rocks to put himself in a bikini. Hilarious, right?
Right, yeah.
And he did not take accountability. He did not put in place, safety by design. Grok had become a sexual abuse image machine. Now, this feature wasn't a glitch, right? This wasn't, oh, Grok went wrong. The AI generator had been trained to behave in this way. So Elon Musk could have stopped this at the start, but he didn't, and he joked about it. So XAI was sending a message that violence against women was entertaining, that pornifying women and girls was acceptable. And we did get some action through our a safety regulator. So we went through the image-based abuse complaint scheme, and some images were withdrawn, but not all. And the thing is, these images don't stay in one place. Now, I haven't Googled my name to see where else my images might have ended up, but a colleague of mine did. And what she discovered was so distressing and so disturbing. And that's again one of the reasons I didn't go looking, you know what I mean? But these
Sure.
images had ended up in other places. They had ended up in like 4chan groups, Reddit groups. Men were using these images as, you edit this out if you need to, but shot tributes where men literally eject on an image of a woman and then share that image with each other. So, as I said, they don't stay in one place,
Yeah,
So,
that's just
yeah, so
awful.
we've been running a campaign, a new campaign since then to get Grok out of the app stores. So, Google, the app stores, Apple stores allow the Grok app, and yet they had previously removed other nudifying and undressing apps. So that campaign is ongoing to get Grok out of the app stores. We're continuing with our broader campaign to have all nudifying and undressing apps and web programs banned because they serve no good purpose. Like, there's no redeeming quality to these apps. All they do is further terrorize women, teach boys that women exist for their entertainment. You know, more women and girls in Australia and globally are ending up having their social media pictures or even their school photos, end of school magazines, celebrations for, graduation pictures put through these apps and web programs and morphed into pornographic images. And it traumatizes women and girls. I've met women and girls this has happened to in schools, and they are traumatized by seeing themselves that way, knowing that boys are masturbating to those images, sharing them around, trading them, swapping them, sometimes ordering them up, paying other boys for images they've created. So they serve no good purpose. So why do they exist? You know, we want to see this happen at a global level, like through maybe the UN or the EU, to pull these apps from sale. And the other thing we want to see is safety by design built into the platforms, because it's not. Where's the digital duty of care being applied before any new AI-related products are allowed to go onto the market, rather than small women's groups like us, small civil society organizations having to act retrospectively after so much damage is done, including women and girls being traumatized? So the AI machine has been built without safety by design. There are no ethical limits. The creators, the owners, the distributors, the profiteers of these products have power, ultimate power, without any guardrails. And so that's something we're calling for as well. Fortunately, there's more awareness now of the harms being done by AI, including the production of child sexual exploitation material. Police that I've spoken to have said it's very hard to tell what's AI, what's a real child. Sometimes children are being created using multiple body parts of children that the AI machine has been trained on. So you could have one image of a child, which is a composite of multiple children. Like, how will you find those children? Please say it's just, impossible. We're finding accounts like on Instagram, which are like boy love accounts of sexualized little boys, often in sexually suggestive positions. Technically, they wouldn't constitute child sexual abuse material because they're not technically pornographic. However, they are being used for sexual purposes, and men are clear about that. The men that swarm these accounts of the AI little boys. And again, we've got to remember those little boys in those accounts were created from a real child, originally. There is more awareness, but it's kind of, you can't help but worry, is it too late? The
So,
harms we're seeing
Melinda,
AI doing.
are you seeing anything? I mean, are these conversations at the United Nations? Are these conversations in global conferences about artificial intelligence? I mean, do you see anything happening as far as like substantial conversations about these real threats?
Yes, I am. Over the last year, and particularly with what Elon Musk allowed, there is more understanding about image-based sexual abuse. There's more understanding about tech-facilitated violence against women. And we'll be launching a major report on that in August at Federal Parliament, based on our experience. The Online Hate Prevention Institute has produced a major examination, investigation of the abuse that happened to us, and we're using that to call for, online reform. So there's definitely more understanding of how tech-facilitated violence against women is harming so many women and leading to a chill effect on our involvement and engagement in the digital public square. Because you're always thinking, will I say something or not? And what will be, the ramification? So we've consulted at UN level on this issue. There's certainly discussions at EU level. There's certainly discussions in the UK. But we need to see action now, So the platforms need to be made accountable for the harm that they have broadcast and disseminated. They don't understand ethics. They might understand some larger fines, some more serious consequences, some more serious penalties. It has to be a big amount, though, because, it can't just be Elon's weekly coffee budget. because he has so many resources. But what we need is global consensus, for what is good for humanity, what is good for civilization. For example, we have more understanding about violence against women. It is a global epidemic in Australia. We've just had, I think it's our 37th woman dead this year, murdered this year, right? We have this understanding about the epidemic of violence against women, but we need more action, more penalties, more accountability, more transparency for the platforms which act like rogue states and disseminate and broadcast and normalize violence against women as entertainment. This operates as propaganda. It is indoctrination of an entire generation into women hating. And if it's not reined in, we are going to see more violence, more sexual harassment, more abuse of women and girls, because these new, relatively new digital weapons of abuse are fueling misogyny and sexism and other appalling behaviors.
Yeah, what scares me too is the people creating not only, the apps, but who are teaching artificial intelligence. I mean, these are harmful people, most likely. So it's just like this is a huge problem because it's kind of like one of those horror movies. It's like, okay, there's the bad guy, but then the bad guy starts to get like multiplied by like 100. And that's kind of what happens when a bad guy gets a hold of AI and can do all this stuff.
Well, it's happening
So,
already, isn't it? It's happening already. AI is
Exactly.
infecting multiple systems around the world
Yeah.
and hacking. And there was a documentary I watched recently about it on our, I think it was our ABC Four Corners program, and the word extinction of humanity was used
Oh,
because
Lord.
of the power that AI has to cause destruction. It could have been used for good. However, there weren't proper guardrails in place to stop the worst expressions of these technologies. And now, we're all scrambling to catch up to try to protect humanity, protect civilization, before it's too late.
So I don't know if you have this in front of you, but I think that we need to have these conversations about recommendations for, legislation that can help. So I know that Collective Shout submitted something to the New Zealand Parliament, about a deep fake digital harm and exploitation bill. Do you have some of the key recommendations, like off the top of your head, that you can share with us?
Well, certainly some I have mentioned about banning nudifying and undressing apps universally, unilaterally, everywhere. We've called for greater penalties on the companies that profit, the creators, the distributors, the credit card companies, the payment gateways that profit from facilitating the transactions of these products. We've also called for more support for victims. We'd like to see more criminal and civil actions for women. We'd also like to see quicker takedown times. It takes too long to get image-based abuse down. It's spread like wildfire by the time it comes down. So we need more resourcing of our regulators, quicker takedown times, and then, serious penalties against the platforms that disseminate and broadcast misogyny, and w women hatred. I'm
Wow.
sorry, I don't have all the specific recommendations
No,
right in
that's
front of me. I
okay. I
wasn't
mean,
that
it's
organized.
fine. It's just it's getting people to start thinking in that direction. It's like I think many of us, well, at least a portion of us know about these issues. I mean, I think it was last year someone deep faked Taylor Swift here in the US. So
That's
obviously
right.
our listeners are, probably remember that. So what are your suggestions to everyday people who want to be a part of the solution to end this?
Well, there's actually another issue I should mention, and that's to parents, is that their children are developing emotional attachments to AI chatbots. And we're seeing situations where children have developed strong attachments and they've actually done what the chatbot has said. For example, kill your parents, kill
Oh, God.
yourself. There's a number of lawsuits now by parents against the creators of these chatbots because the chatbot advised their child to kill themselves, and the child did. The chatbot also advised the child to harm their parents. And so parents need to be very, very careful about attachments children can develop to chatbots. These chatbots are being advertised everywhere, including on popular social media platforms. We need to help our children to stay connected to real-world relationships, real-life, face-to-face, embodied relationships, not developing relationships with synthetic personas that never tell them no, don't stand up to them, don't give them good advice, encourage them in their disordered thinking and their delusional behavior and their mental illnesses. Right. These chatbots aren't helping our children. I go into primary schools where teachers are telling me that primary school children have developed strong emotional bonds with these fake synthetic personas, artificial intelligence personas. This is a very dangerous path for our kids. What else do we need to do? Well, we still need to create, real books and real music and protect creators. I've discovered only this week that five of my It's actually seven books now. Five of my seven books have been harvested by Meta. I don't want other people to sound like me, to imitate my voice, my unique writing style, music, it's getting harder to detect what's real, what's AI. So we need more authenticity and protection of our creators, our artists, musicians, authors, because their work has just been harvested and sucked into this AI slop machine and churned out the other end. Again, this has serious ramifications for what kind of a society, do we really want? So I think the average person needs to not get sucked in by the, on the face of it, attractive appeal of AI. We're also seeing it in universities, the level of cheating in exams, the level of cheating in essays by just using AI to write your essays. Again, this will just dumb us down as a society. Like the whole society is going to be run by bots, So anyway, I can't even remember the original question, but I do fear we are losing what makes us human, So how can we preserve that and protect the best of humanity from the AI synthetic slot machine?
So right now, does Collective Shout have any active campaigns that people can sign on to that are relevant to this?
Well, we've always got campaigns for sure. At collectiveshout.org, have a look at our website, have a look at our social media pages. We have an ongoing campaign to get nudifying and undressing apps out of the app stores. You can sign on to that campaign. We have an action button. You click the action button, takes a few seconds, and put your name in there, and it will send an email to the executives of those companies that are allowing, for example, Grok, in the app stores. So yeah, we have many campaigns running at any one time. Check them out. We also have the launch of the OHPI's report into our cyber terror attack. The cyber terror attack against us will be launched at Federal Parliament on August the 12th. We will have online copies of that report available from August the 12th. Have a read of that. Have a look at how AI was harnessed against us, and it made abusing us, threatening us easy. Rape threats, death threats, threats to our families, morphing us into pawn, depicting us skinned alive, set on fire, decapitated, stabbed in the head and genitals with machetes. The other thing that AI was used for was to spread lies about us. For example, an innocent photo of me with boys in a Northern Territory school was used as evidence to build a case that I was a pedophile. Now, that image is still out there. I cannot get rid of that image, right? And it's been viewed thousands of times. A colleague of mine discovered that AI had been used to create a fake newspaper front cover headlines, that she was in court for interfering with minors, right? So this is the other use of AI, is to create fake news, fake evidence, right? Which is untrue, but you can't get rid of it, right? So this report, 186 pages, including recommendations, looks at that, looks at how easy it was to run this cyber terror attack against us and cause real harm to us. You know, we couldn't get the platforms to act in very rare occasions, but a tiny fraction. We found it very difficult to work through the regulatory regime, which was onerous and hard. We made 45 complaints, which we were told was a record, but we could have made many more, but we gave up because it's just too hard to make each complaint and the amount of evidence you need per complaint. And then we, you know, haven't had the support we would have liked from policing. There is an Australian Federal Police investigation, we're told, but there's no outcomes, and it's a year now. So, you know, we could have been dead by now.
Right.
But the system did not support us, it did not protect us. We're exhibit A. Collective Shard is exhibit A of the failure of the system, which led to real world harms against us and will lead to real harms against more women if we don't do something about it.
Yeah, so listeners, if you're hearing this and it's making your stomach turn, you really need to get involved like ASAP, I would say, because, like I said earlier, and like Melinda said, is already happening. In that horror movie, you have that one bad guy, and then, he multiplies a bunch of times because it's a horror movie. Well, we're kind of in that horror movie right now if we don't come together and get this in check. We need to, it's kind of a little, I wouldn't say it's completely too late, but, we really need, I mean, I know this is hard because it's like, how do we get involved? But I think it's, we needed to be contacting our politicians to advocate for ethical artificial intelligence bills. Educate yourself, go to collectiveshout.org and sign up to get involved with their actions and educate yourself on this report that's coming out in August. So I don't know if you have any closing words, Melinda. It's been really great talking to you. I'm just so sorry about what you're going through. I know that this is hard work. And then, with all this pushback, it's just like, wow. But, you're doing a great job and, you're providing other places, pathways to see, how are you going to respond to these threats and how can we,
Thanks so much.
yeah.
Thanks for saying. There's one other thing I can mention too that we support, and that is that we should own the copyright of our own images. So this has happened in Denmark, and we're trying to replicate that here in Australia. There's a federal MP here who has introduced a bill to give us all ownership of our own images, and that would stop a lot of this abuse, that you can't use our images, you know, without consent, that we have copyright protections over our images. So yeah, look, we'll keep up the fight. You know, we are fighters. We have been in this game for quite a long time. Some of us even pre Collective Shout, you know, we're campaigning on these issues, and we're not going away anytime soon. You know, our haters thought they could get rid of us, thought they could shut us down, probably thought we'd be, you know, closed down by now because they threw everything they could at us. But you know what? We're still here, and we will press on. We will keep fighting. We will keep campaigning for women and girls because there's just too much at stake. So we're still here. We'd love the support of your listeners. Collectiveshout.org. It's free to sign up. Get on our mailing list. Have a look at our socials. Support our campaigns, and that's how we achieve change, you know, social change, cultural transformation is through that collective voice and action. So, yeah, thanks so much again for your support. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Melinda. Artificial intelligence is supposedly created to support humanity and make our lives easier, but we have a duty to keep it in check. I hope today's hour helped all listeners see pitfalls and blind spots that we can hone in on to push AI into its proper place, as supportive of humanity and not the detriment of it. Please urge your politicians to advocate for ethical artificial intelligence bills and get involved how and where you can. Thank you for listening to X-Ray FM, where real people create your programming 24/7.